Rivers of mud-colored waters have left a trail of devastation as the deadliest flooding in Spain's modern history has impacted countless people. The state weather agency says four regions, including Valencia, remained on amber alert as adverse weather conditions are due to continue. Days after the flash floods coursed across parts of the country, sweeping away bridges, cars and streetlights, the number of missing people remains unknown. Recent days have seen acts of heroism. A woman trapped in her house with her dog in the area of Utiel was airlifted to safety. People standing deep in muddy water, trapped inside a store, desperately tried to escape using a fire extinguisher. Footage also showed older people stranded in elderly homes. The situation remains dire in many of the affected areas. Thousands remain without access to water or reliable food, while parts of the heaviest hit areas remain inaccessible. Earlier in the week, King Philippe VI oversaw coordination efforts at the Gardo Air Base in Gran Canaria. He explained that the main thing is to express condolences and sadness for the loss of so many human lives. There has also been enormous destruction of infrastructure and material goods for very many people. He told reporters there are still difficulties accessing some, therefore there is still no complete information about the impact of the scope of the effects, including the possible victims. Flooding caused by record torrential rain began Tuesday, especially in the region of Valencia on the eastern coast. Most victims were reported as water left roads and towns underwater. Yet amid all the hardship, there were signs of hope as concerns over those still struggling turned into a show of solidarity. Thousands of people from unaffected areas in the Valencia region, carrying shovels, food and water, began turning up in the hardest hit areas, offering help. As roads across the region remained blocked, they arrived by foot, often walking several kilometers or miles to reach the devastated areas. Authorities have now urged people to stay away as they overwhelm the rescue efforts. Yet it signaled the concern and grief many shared with the tragedy's victims. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.